God. Yeah. Good.
Welcome back to another episode of The Fieldhouse with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy with my Brodies, Marcellus.
What's up?
Carl.
What's goody?
And tonight, we're missing JV, but we've got special guests, Wachita basketball players Corey Bullard and Justin McCleary. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
So first off, congrats on your season so far and for making it to both conference tournaments. But my first question is for you, Corey. After not making the conference tournament the past 2 years, how does it feel to be going to Bartlesville?
It's obviously a relief this year. It's super exciting to finally get to go to the tournament.
What made y'all successful this year that was might be missing in the past 2 years?
It was definitely an attitude thing. Our talent both years kind of measured up the same, but this year we just took the approach of we're going to make the tournament from the very first game, and we never stopped persevering through and made it.
Congratulations. Justin, you guys on the other end have had quite the run of success being regular season champs and conference tournament champs the past 2 years. How does y'all's experience at those high levels prepare y'all for this weekend?
Just giving us that experience. Hopefully we can just share that with the new guys and people that haven't been there. So us having the experience and the new guys not having it, we're just gonna have to try to get those new guys up to our level.
The next question is for the both of y'all. Knowing that you faced both your opponents twice already during the season, how do you feel about your chances for a win in the first round?
So Tech was the only team that we didn't really give a run for their money this season. So I think we've already kind of been overlooked. Some of their attitudes have overlooked us. And if we take the underdog approach and punch them hard straight from tip-off, I think we can shock them and have a good chance at winning. So,
What will be key for you guys to get that win? What do you guys have to do in order to take them down?
What's been lacking the last two matchups against them was our start. We started down like 12-0. So an early start will absolutely be key to getting the win.
And Justin, what do you feel is key for you guys to be successful against Southern Nazarene?
Just protecting the ball and protecting the paint. If we keep our turnovers low and keep Southern Naz out the paint and from getting open shots, because they can get going pretty quick, and we'll have a great chance, and just keeping the intensity up all game. So
One thing that I wanted to ask y'all is, who on y'all pregame playlist? Who's that last group of people to get in y'all head before you get on the court?
We're amigos bunch, so okay. We're listening to T-shirt, a little bit of Culture in the locker room.
Okay. Jamie, what you want?
I listen to a lot of Kodak and 21 Savage, Chief Keef. Just a lot of rap music.
So you just want to get straight hype, bye bye.
Okay. I don't really care about the lyrics. I just care about what's the beat, and you know, so I'm trying to get myself hype.
Okay, that's cool.
Corey, like, this is more of a question for you. You've been in this situation already, playing volleyball and already making the conference tournament. So, like, basketball wise, you haven't made the tournament in the past 2 years. So, like, what's the message for the basketball girls as far as like how to approach conference tournament?
I think it's huge not to go in and just see it as too big. Just playing it like it's another game. Don't let it get to our heads. Don't get super stressed out whenever you get on the big floor and the lights are turned on. And just play hard, play basketball, and have a little bit of fun with it. And I think that's something that I love that I already experienced with volleyball. I can transfer to my team for basketball.
All right. J-Mac, for you, it's only three seniors on the team. So, like, how you go about giving a positive message to the young guys at how to approach the tournament coming up?
I mean, I just tell them go in, not too high of a confidence. Just know games can go either way. It can be real low. And real high times during the course of the game, and as well as the course of a season, as we experienced. And just don't get too overconfident, and don't get too high, too low. Just keep level headed, stay level throughout the course of your career, and your awareness, and you'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. With you being one of the seniors up on the squad, how is it that you're taking this season differently from the other seasons you played?
I mean, honestly. I don't really think personally I've taken this season differently. I might, try to be more of an instructor on and off the court. As far as role model, I think I'm a decent person. You know, I'm a good person. So, I mean, just basically trying to help, and always, that's always what I want to do, and help others. I mean, whether if it's with a post move, with a jump shot, anything that I can see my input in, I'll say it. I'll put my 2 cents in, and you know, try to help others like others help me.
Nice.
Yeah, Corey, y'all are like really, really young. So how do y'all like approach this tournament? Y'all only have 2 seniors, right? If I'm correct. So how do y'all approach, like, with 2 seniors on the team? How do they go about it? Stuff like
so that. We've had to find leadership roles, not only in seniority, mm-hmm. but it's came down to my level as a junior. And we have to tell the freshmen, you know, keep a level head. J-Mac kind of hit it. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. Your shots are going to fall some days, and someday you can't throw a ball into the ocean. So just keeping level-headed and, you know, expressing that to the freshmen and telling them at the college level, everyone's great. You come from high school where you're, you know, the definite all-star, and helping them learn. Everyone's kind of an all-star here and just finding their role.
Yeah. All right, J-Mac, a lot of y'all conference games y'all done played this year. A lot of the losses y'all have been, like, really, really close. Like, UAM, y'all came up short by one. ECU, y'all fell short the second time by a little margin. So, kind of talk about what's the biggest difference y'all need to make to get out of those situations.
I think it's a lot of just being aware of what you're doing and paying attention to details. I mean, a bunch of times we'll go up on the team or we'll be making a comeback, and then one or two plays will stop us. Mm-hmm. From getting over that hump, and that's what we lacked all season, just getting over the hump. And it's literally one or two plays, maybe even three possessions in the basketball game, and that's just so crucial. So, I mean, I just think being aware of what you're doing in season of play, even if it's just one play that you know you can put your dominance on, you got to do it.
Corey, kind of the same question for you. I know that a lot of games have come down to just a few points.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, playing sports as well, it's super frustrating when you're right there. But how do you use that frustration to fuel you guys going into this weekend? And how will you use that as motivation to get past that this weekend?
Yeah, we learned our lesson. I think we've lost 8 games within three or four points this season, and that's the difference between – you know, 7th place or 2nd or even 1st, and just showing the team you have to play hard for 40 minutes or 45 minutes if it's overtime. You can't take a break ever, or it could cost yourself the ball game. And showing that to the tournament, that we have to go in and play as hard as we can the whole time, and hopefully, you know, at the end it turns out in our favor.
One of the best games I saw y'all personally play this year was against Henderson the second time. Y'all were down by 12 and then ended up beating them by 16. What was it that y'all did in that game that just put everything together?
We finally started using post play some. Mm-hmm. We hadn't been scoring many points in the paint at all, and we've got a huge lineup. Like, we've got 7 girls over 5'10", and mm-hmm. so we finally decided to pound them in the paint, and it worked for us. And now we've been on a winning streak, and we've lost a few here and there, but we've learned to use, you know, points in the paint to our advantage, and it's really helped us out.
Yeah, J-Mac, kind of the same question for you. Best game y'all played against was Harding, and they ranked high in the conference, and y'all blew them out 85-54. What was it about that game that separated from the other ones? What'd y'all do well?
Well, Harding isn't too much of an aggressive team attacking the paint like Tech, UAM, Henderson. So those teams are. So our defense was catered to stopping them, and you know, just they really had an off night shooting the ball. I mean, I'm put the praise on us for the defense that we played, and having Lakeed make 10 out of 11 threes isn't bad either. So
no, not at all.
That's a great recipe for a win, and so blocking out, you know, high hands on the shot, getting out in transition and running is what we do best, and we executed it well that night. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have anything else with these.
Anybody got some funny pregame rituals that be happening up in the locker room?
Oh, I done seen the snaps, Corey, so I know. I done seen them. So you can't dodge that question.
Yeah, we've got some dancers. Okay. I'm sometimes one of them, but that's it.
They back?
No, we got. I mean, Isaiah does his own thing. Kind of, he does his own little dance moves. But rather than that, everybody's pretty chill.
You try to keep that on a low.
I mean, I say my prayers before every game. So that's about it. As far as, I mean, that's not a ritual, but you know, it's a lifestyle. So.
But thank you guys so much for being on the show. Yeah, we wish that. You the best of luck this weekend at the conference tournament and hope you come back with some wins. That's all we've got for tonight from the Fieldhouse. This is Stormy with my Brodies and special guests signing off.